Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Difference in the other things, I had every intention to go in with you tonight, but I can't lose $7.5 million. I can't say I'll look like the stupidest politician on earth. The headlines will be Board of County Commissioner gives up $7.5 million. They're not going to say the jobs because we don't know them, and I can only go by what I have here as a proposal tonight.
So, in not quite as marathon a meeting last night, you had a discussion about the new offers for OLF8. Same three players. One group did not, well, they kind of came up to the 42.5. That was the Chad Henderson Tri-W group. And then you had the Beulah Ranch, and they came up to 45 from 40 when they had previously been at 30. So, you know, I do sometimes feel like these folks are just kind of, you know, playing with Monopoly money or something. Like, $30 million, heck, $45 million. Yeah, okay. But on a similar note, you had Beulah Town Center, which is the Fred Hemmer group. They last minute, like during the forum discussion, while people are talking, they submitted an offer increasing theirs from, I think it had been 43 or 43 and a half to 50. So a nice even half a decimal, you know, like half a hundred. So interesting. And Mike Kohler's like, but, you know, I mean, that's $7.5 million. I can't vote against that. I was prepared to go with Chad Henderson's group tonight, but I can't vote down $7.5 million. Lumen May.
Again, you know, I'm gonna yell to you guys and try not to be here to midnight.
I don't know that anybody's yielding to my opinion, which is fine. But let's try to negotiate with somebody and see how it goes.
Commissioner Stroberger, you had
nobody's listening to Steve Barry, apparently. it was such an endearing, charming, self-pitying moment.
I don't know that anybody's yielding to my opinion.
For the guy who's been running the county for 12 years, you know, I mean, it hurts to not be in charge anymore. Steve Stroberger, who's a District 2 commissioner, replaced Jeff Bergosh.
I move that we direct county staff to begin negotiations with the Beulah Town Center LLC for the 540 acres of OLF8. I'd also like to use the DPZ master plan as a restrictive deed.
All right, there's a vote on the table for $50 million to give the guy who's been at this for a couple of years, and the county commission has just Chinese inspectioned him to death this whole time, and so?
The motion fails.
Oh!
Can I make a motion?
Yeah. Do you have a second motion? Or do you want? Motion fails 2-3.
Stroberger and Kohler vote yes. Barry and May and Hofberger vote no, so we're back to, okay, what now? So, basically, the question then is, okay, so Ashley Hofberger says, well, let's go forward with the Chad Henderson Tri-W at 42 and a half. And Lumen May says, wait a minute.
So I don't know how it falls, but for me, I can't support it, and I've told them that.
I can't either.
I can't vote against, you know, $50 million for somebody else and do that. That's going to be a tough vote for me.
I second the motion.
Because you see, all along, Lumen May has really emphasized jobs, but also just price tag, because his district is going to get more money for sidewalks and lighting and parks and that kind of stuff. And then he says, yeah, but I can't vote for that. But, sir, what can you vote for? Offer A is at $50 million. No, can't vote for that. Offer B is at $42.5 million. No, can't vote for that. Offer three was at 45, but nobody was interested in moving for the Beulah Ranch alternative. So why did you vote no on the 50? He didn't explain it, and I have no idea. It's almost like, and, you know, it happens. It's almost like he pressed the wrong button. It does happen. I'm not saying he did, but I'm saying I can't make sense of why he would vote no on the 50. Because the only other thing that's going to be on the table is going to be the 42.5. And then he votes no on the 42.5. So I don't know what Luma May was thinking yesterday. But then they have some conversation. Chad Henderson says, because they kind of, they're like, well, we want to do, we're talking about you at 42.5. Can you increase your price a little bit?
Raise, you know, my price through a negotiation with the county. I mean, I told you I had gas in the tank, but I want to do it holistically with a purchase and sale agreement that I feel good about executing on.
So he doesn't want to give a number.
I'm aware of where we were before. Where the other offers are. I believe we offer great value, but I will negotiate a price higher than I'm at right now.
Can you give us a dollar on that? That would be very helpful. Can you give us a dollar on that? That would be very helpful.
Name a number.
Can you negotiate the $50 million, Chad?
It'd make our life easier, Chad.
I'm sorry?
It'd make our life easier. I think we could get to the finish line, maybe.
We'd love to sell it to you at $50 million. I mean, I know you don't have $50 million to buy it for, but we'd love to sell it to you for, you know, we just turned down $50, and after we turned down an offer, we're now asking you to match that offer that you weren't willing to match before. Make our lives easier. Help us fix our mess.
Realize that there is an offer at $50 million and $45 million, and I can tell you that I will be competitive with those offers to a negotiation of understanding the entire aspect of a purchase and sales agreement. So, Mr. May, I will go up in a range of higher than I'm at now, I'm not going to go higher than $50 million.
What can you get to? I want to get to a deal tonight.
Mr. Chair, so what you're telling the citizens,
this
right?
This is Mayor Ashton Hayward, who's partners with Chad Henderson, okay? And you have to understand that, you know, like, Chad's been kind of trying to work with them without giving them anything, really. And the mayor's like, oh, man, screw this.
Mr. Chair, so what you're telling the citizens right now of Escambia County is that you're voting on price, correct? Not most qualified. Price?
I don't.
That's what you're saying. You're saying that you're voting on price.
Mayor Hayward.
Not qualifications.
No. You're saying that the other party's not qualified, and I think you're both qualified, so I would disagree with that statement.
And they had been saying they're kind of happy with all three offers, any of the three could do. But, I mean, what Ashton's getting at is, we just turned down $50 million for us at 42.5. Obviously, you must think they're not as qualified as we are. Otherwise, why would you even consider giving up $7.5 million in this deal? I mean, I know you're here begging us to raise our offer, but you turned them down without any backup safety net from us. So you obviously think we're super qualified. And he says, if you don't think that, I don't know what we're doing here. So basically, the board kind of keeps talking and bickering and trying to get Chad Henderson to raise dollar value. And all of a sudden...
Well, we had a motion in a second.
What was the number, Chad? He never left Ashley with a number.
Okay, we'll give him a second. They're in conversation.
I mean, should we be giving Beulah Town Center to get back up there and ask for?
I would like to. I just would like to. We're going to rescind our offer at this time and move forward with the other party. And if that doesn't work out, then we'll understand. But we are rescinding our offer. Thank you.
Thank you, Chance. Sorry about that.
We are done with you.
Does the board want to reconsider the other offer?
So you had three offers. You had the Beulah Ranch at 45. You had the, and I know it's hard to keep track of the names because they're kind of similar, okay? But you had Ryan at 45. You had Chad at 42.5, and then you had Fred at 50. And they voted down Fred's offer at 50, so they're trying to work with Chad. And then because of all the confusion and the chaos, and hey, can you just, you know, add seven? Because remember, in the last meeting, Chad Henderson expressed frustration that they felt like they were getting played at the dais, getting, you know, pressured in the circumstance to match offers and get into a bidding war. And they had already raised it $1 million, and they didn't like having to do that. So now they're asking them to raise it, you know, $5, $6, $7, $8 million. And they're like, ah, we're done with this. We're out. You guys are nuts. And they really just left. They just booped up and gone. We're out of here. And I cannot blame them. I wouldn't want to negotiate with, I'm going to say this with all the love I have, these people, because they don't know what they're doing. And it's chaos and unclarity, and there's no Robert's Rules of Order at all. So then they're left with, we just turned down 50. We just lost the opportunity for 42.5. We still got this 45, but we really have decided that we're not going with him, even though we like him as a person. So Stephen Barry suddenly kind of caves, I guess, decides to be nice, decides to play ball, and says, oh, crap, the one I was really pushing for is out. I don't want to be the guy that cost us all the offers, so.
And, you know, I like Will, I like Fred, I like Brian, I like Chad Horn. I'm, you know, it's yeah. there's not an issue with any of that personally.
That matches the facts, but okay.
I had a lot of confidence in a couple of the projects from the other group, but that's off the table now. So, you know, I could.
There's value in a
collegial spirit, and we can give it a shot.
Collegial?
Okay. Commissioner Berry, I just want to say, and we're in discussion right now. I could have went with Tri-West in a heartbeat if they would have just moved a little bit, but they obviously left the room. So I appreciate you. Let's try one more time.
So the motion now is back to the one we already voted down with the inexplicable no vote from Lumen May. Remember, because he voted down 50 and then couldn't vote for anything else. It wasn't 50, which is very confusing. So at 50, we got Beulah Town Center, Fred Hemmer, and others going once, going twice.
Motion passes 5-0.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank you.
Although, don't get your hopes up. We've been at this place before with several other people. This is not a done thing. They only got 30 days to hammer out a deal. Anything could happen or, let's be honest, not happen. But the Hemmer Group has been working on this for several years. They are really in the best position to make this happen. So, fingers crossed, maybe. I give it 40%. 53%. I'll go to 53%. Maybe in the spirit of things, I should go at 50%.
I was going with 54.
I'm willing to offer 50% to match the number of millions. That's for the whole property. That's nothing stays in public ownership. At least that seemed to be the scope of the deal. That would mean no Triumph funding, it would seem, because that depends on the land staying, you know, where they're going to put the road has to stay public. We'll see. I'm talking myself back down to like 35%. We'll see. 521 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good to reward if you ain't around to use it.
Good morning, 524 here on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. The National Guard is being deployed to Los Angeles to stop looting in neighborhoods that have been hit hard by those wildfires. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department said yesterday that an overnight curfew was being implemented in the Palisades and Eaton fire evacuation zones. And this comes after at least 20 suspected looters were arrested.
Yeah.
Sheriff Robert Luna says they've got about 400 deputies now patrolling those areas as well. And boy, the scenes on the news have just been just crazy.
Yeah.
The future of TikTok in the U.S. is up to the Supreme Court, which hears arguments today over an impending ban of the social media platform under a law signed last spring. ByteDance has to sell the platform by January 19th, or it could be banned in the U.S. And Zillow has come out with their hottest housing market list for 2025. Surprisingly, Florida is not represented in the top five of this list. They say the best housing market is in Buffalo, New York, followed by Indianapolis, Providence, Hartford, and Philadelphia.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. A couple of texts coming in on the subject of the negotiations last night with the three groups at the Escambia County Commission for OLF Aid. Somebody says it's like negotiating with a terrorist. that's harsh. Somebody says I see a lawsuit coming against the county commissioners for this boondoggle. I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll see, but okay. yay. But no, we might have a deal. I mean, then again, like I said, we have been to this point 4 or 5 times before. Never worth a $50 million price tag on it, though. So there's a little bit more motivation to make this happen. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, thinking about what to do, call a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are fantastic. They have experience because they've been, you know, doing this a lot all the time, like 3.5 homes a week. About 175 a year the last couple of years. They've been over 200 for a couple of years when the market was easy and hot. It's a little bit harder now, but they're still doing extraordinarily well. That produces experience, which is knowledge, which means that when you ask them questions, they'll have good answers. They'll know how to help you, you know, set the price. What price can you really get? What price should we set it at? What sort of staging and photographing, and how should we do the open house, and how do we solve the problems and avoid the problems, and, you know, if any unique problems come up in the process of getting you all the way through to closing, you know, are we going to take care of it? And Christina is like, I will do whatever it takes to make sure this gets done. Like, when homes aren't moving, she gets, like, upset. Like, it bothers her. Like, she loses sleep. And she's just really, really good with folks and doing all the things that need to be done and has been for several years. 723-9150 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. The funeral for former President Carter yesterday, I thought it was actually quite good. It was, I still have a lot of sort of, you know, my brain argues a lot over this topic because, as I said before, okay, he was really a very bad president. Although there was one guy up there yesterday, one of his former subordinates who basically spent the whole time trying to gaslight the country into believing that Carter was not only one of the greatest presidents, but he made everything that Reagan did possible. Like, it was a weird moment events. But the funeral itself, I thought, was actually quite good. And listening to, you know, you had Steve Ford, who's the son of Gerald Ford, read his dad's eulogy. Of course, his dad has passed away. And Jason Carter, the grandson, talking about his grandpa.
My grandfather started teaching Sunday school when he was a midshipman at the Naval Academy. He taught the Bible every Sunday from World War II to COVID. For all my grandfather's travels, he structured his life so that he was home in planes to teach at Maranatha on Sunday. It was central to his life.
Of course, one of the most well-known elements of Jimmy Carter's behavior was that he was always teaching that Sunday service, or that Sunday school Bible study, with all kinds of people from all over the place. You know, you had to line up and get in. It was kind of an attraction, so to speak.
At the end of his Nobel Peace Prize lecture, he stated the most serious and universal problem on our planet is the growing chasm between the richest and poorest people on Earth. For the next 2 decades, as the problem compounded, he returned to this theme with stories from the Bible and stories from today. Of the richest people in the world using their enormous wealth to buy a nation's poverty. Many of the people that my grandparents helped lived on less than $1 a day. My grandfather spent the entire time I've known him helping those in need.
So the one thing I would say about that is if you work to help the poor, nobody's ever going to really say anything critical of that, because that, of course, is noble work. But if your work to help the poor comes from the worldview that says we have to take away from the rich and we have to eradicate the system within which wealth can be created, which benefits everybody, not so good. But working to help the poor, yes. Just work to help the poor in such a way that you make it possible for everybody to prosper. The gap is not the problem. In fact, a lot of times the gap is a byproduct of having a system in which people can create value and be paid money and then can also do good things for poor people because everybody benefits through, for example, technological advances. But this is a much longer conversation than we have to go into now. It's just worth noting that it doesn't have to be this adversarial thing, and the fact that there are wealthy people in the world does not necessitate there being poor people. Also worth saying, there can be wealthy people who take advantage of the poor and manipulate and steal, and that's also a possibility. It's just not an automatic thing. But I really loved the idea that he had at the end where he said, my grandfather was always involved in waging peace.
And whenever he told these stories in Sunday school, he always said he did it for one simple reason. He worshiped the Prince of Peace, and he commanded it.
Amen. I mean, a life outside the presidency, extraordinarily well lived, and everybody should recognize that.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pompa. LA County confirming at least 10 deaths from the horrific firestorm in Southern California, fueled by those massive winds, which are much calmer this morning. Fox's Bill Malusian in Pacific Palisades.
5,000 structures have been wiped out. We are here on Monument Street in the Palisades. This street alone, basically every single house has been wiped out. Not a single one is left standing here. All these homes were multi-million dollar homes.
The U.S. Supreme Court rules 5-4 to allow the sentencing of President Trump to go ahead as scheduled 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts back in May in the New York hush money case. The judge, Juan Merchan, indicated he would not give jail time, a fine, or probation to the incoming president. Air travel fouled up by that massive southern storm. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3 right now. It is partly cloudy. We've got 47 degrees in Pensacola this morning. The Escambia Board of Commissioners did choose Beulah Town Center LLC to develop the OLF 8 property yesterday. That decision made last night at their meeting. Awarding the group the contract with a $50 million bid. It came after the Tri-West Group rescinded their bid during the meeting. A third developer, Beulah Ranch LLC, had upped and off their offer to $45 million, but they were outbid. Escambia County now has 30 days to get a contract signed and complete that deal. Port of Pensacola Director Clark Merritt resigned yesterday. Merritt had led the port since 2021. After former port director Amy Miller had been promoted to deputy city administrator, Merritt was with the city since 2013. Before becoming port director, he was deputy port director and the port business development manager. A child was hurt after falling out of a window in Miami. Miami Fire Rescue says 5-year-old Dontavis Ponder fell out the window of a fourth-floor apartment in Little Havana yesterday. That child was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A security scare yesterday at Pine Forest High School. Two incidents combined into a lockdown at the school. Officials say a social media threat was made, and then five students had entered the building and bypassed a security checkpoint. That caused the school to go into lockdown. Out of an abundance of caution, the five students that skipped that security checkpoint were found. An investigation into the incident is underway. The school's back to normal operations today. Matt Gaetz may be getting closer to a decision on his next political move. The former Panhandle congressman said this week he's now thinking about potentially running for governor in 2026. He says he has a compelling vision for the state and says he understands how to fix the insurance problem. Gaetz says lawmakers should not hand the keys to the state over to the insurance industry. He also said if he runs, he believes he would be the most pro-consumer candidate on the Republican side. Gaetz tells the Tampa Bay Times he's still got to pray on it and discuss it with his wife. He told the New York Times he's also discussed the issue with president-elect Donald Trump. 534 at News Radio 92.3. And again, right now, we've got partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees. Our next news is at 6 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Today is Jobs Friday. Economists expect the Bureau of Labor Statistics to report a gain of 155,000 non-farm payrolls, a step down from the surprising 227,000 increase in November. The unemployment rate is forecast to hold steady at 4.2%. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on whether the law that would effectively ban TikTok in the U.S., unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance divests, violates the Constitution's free speech protections. TikTok announced it will shut down in the U.S. on January 19th unless the Supreme Court strikes down or delays the law requiring it to be sold. Shares of Ubisoft were down by more than 8% after the French video game maker said it had appointed strategic advisors to review its options following reports last year that a buyout was under consideration. Futures are slightly lower. On Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 106. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 538 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Kind of a unique situation. We had phone trouble yesterday, could not connect with Mike Wood, our public information officer from the Pensacola Police Department, but there has been so much going on that I wanted to talk with Mike about that we've actually got him on live now at 538. Mike Wood, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're doing a 24-hour day today.
Yes, it's kind of like good afternoon to me right now.
I know, I bet. So let's start with this. The sort of the story of the week had been two people who died in a car crash after not a chase, not a stop even, but after they saw a police officer make a U-turn behind them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, some people just automatically, when we say an officer attempted a stop and then there's a crash, automatically assume that there was a chase or a pursuit involved, and that's absolutely not the case. This vehicle and the officer were coming at each other in opposite directions. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed. The officer flipped around in the road, did a U-turn, and did not even have a chance to turn his emergency lights on, and this vehicle was gone. I mean, at a very, very high rate of speed, and ended up crashing into the pole.
And this was, they were on pace when they kind of saw each other, or they were on guard when they saw each other? Because it was near that intersection, I know, but which way were they? I mean, where were they?
They were on Pace Boulevard. The officer was traveling north and the other vehicle was traveling south.
Okay, so there's no median on Pace. He just flipped a U and they took off. Okay, I got
right.
You. All right, and then two people wind up dying there, one driver at the scene and one later on after getting medical treatment, right?
Yes,
either way.
But yeah, there was one that passed away on the scene and the other one at the hospital. So it was a horrific crash, probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And that just tells you how fast that vehicle was going.
Were you guys able to figure out a reason they fled? Open warrants, drugs, guns? Do you have a reason?
Well, I don't know that we'll ever know for sure, but I can tell you that there was a very large amount of marijuana found in that vehicle.
Okay. One of the other things that has come up in the last day, a couple of days, is at 12th night, actually, on Saturday, there was a report. There was a backpack that had been left, and then somebody else had reported somebody had a gun. Is that right?
Well, what happened was I was parked across the street at a traffic point for the Blessing of the Floats. A manager of the restaurant or bar came over to me and said that a patron told her that someone had taken a gun out of a backpack and put it in the waistband and started walking down Palafox and left the backpack on the table. And you can imagine what we were thinking at that point. We needed to secure that bag immediately. So that's what we did. And we found out that there were parts in that backpack to a toy gun. Officers caught up with the individual a couple blocks away, and he did indeed have a toy gun on him. So there was no danger to the public. But what we want to get out to this about this is that you always hear us say, if you see something, say something. And that's exactly what happened that night. Someone saw something. They alerted the restaurant. The restaurant alerted us. And fortunately, there was nothing to it. But anytime an unattended bag is left in an area where there's going to be or is a large crowd, we need to know about it as soon as possible. So we appreciate that citizen doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, as I think I talked about this with either Chip or Bob Johnson, that, you know, toy guns can often look extraordinarily real. In fact, airsoft guns are made to be as realistic as possible, to the point that other than the way it sounds when you shoot it or the, you know, size of the barrel, which you got to be right on top of it to be able to notice, you can't tell them apart. And so it can be very scary if somebody, you know, brandishes one of those, you can think it's a real thing. On 9th Avenue, we had a car strike a moped and close 9th Avenue for a while. I don't know the outcome of this case, or it was kind of on my notes here to talk with you about.
Yeah, it was kind of the opposite. The moped rider, the scooter rider, was driving, was operating that scooter in a very reckless manner, weaving in and out of traffic or his lane of traffic, and then he struck the car. And the car stopped for just a moment and then left the scene. And we don't know if the driver knew that there was a collision or not, but
okay.
The rider on the moped received very serious injuries in that crash.
It was a moped. It was a scooter. It wasn't one of the city rentals, was it? Or I mean, not that it matters.
No.
Really.
It was a Vespa thing. Yeah.
All right. We also had an incident took place maybe about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But you guys had been doing some investigation after shots were fired outside the New Asian Grocery and Halal Meat on North Davis. And I think this turned out to be like a drug related robbery. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It was a robbery and about narcotics between two people, and so that arrest has been made on that, and we're just lucky that it happened out in the parking lot near Davis and Fairfield, which is a very busy intersection. We're just glad that no stray rounds hit anybody.
Most definitely. You had a crucifix stolen from St. Paul's in Hyde Park. Is that right?
Yeah, that happened back on December 5th. An individual walked into St. Paul's. He had a red cup with him. An employee of the church or the school at the church came up and said that you're not allowed to have that inside. She could sense that something was going on with this individual. He indicated to her that he was looking for Jesus. He went up to the front of the church and took the crucifix and was leaving, and they instructed him to put that down. He refused to do so. So outside, the employee grabbed a hold of it, and he refused to let go, dragging her across portions of the parking lot before she lost her grip on that crucifix. He put it in his vehicle and left the scene. So, but she was able to get a picture of the vehicle and a license plate number. So we knew who we wanted. We have a warrant out for him. And it turns out that he called 911 accidentally up in Sumner County, Tennessee, and the sheriff's department responded and found the crucifix inside a hotel room.
What a bizarre story. Wow. Was he, I mean, it sounds to me like a Baker Act scenario. Do you know if he was, I mean, was that the outcome here, or do you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know the exact circumstances. Okay. Obviously, he was suffering from some kind of issue, but yeah. But I don't know for sure.
Oh, what an awful thing for her to go through, though. A little bit of good news. You have these LifeVac units that help to prevent people from choking. Is that right? That have been donated to the department?
Yeah, a bunch of them. And we're so glad to get that yesterday. They're going to go on all the cruisers. This is a new device, but it's had reported saves of people choking, not only just here and in America, but in countries all over the world.
So I was not clear what it is, because, you know, if somebody's choking, I always think the Heimlich is what you do. That's your first thing. But is this what does it do?
So it's like a mask that you would put over your face, an oxygen mask, and it's got a pump, and you push down on that and let go, and it sucks the air or the object out of the windpipe.
Oh, so it's like a throat blockage vacuum or something, kind of.
Right.
Okay.
Right. If you have somebody that's much bigger than you, or maybe somebody that you can't get to stand up, somebody that may be confined to a wheelchair that's choking, this is the perfect device to take care of that situation.
Yeah, because, I mean, and you know, doing the Heimlich is physically challenging. You can break people's ribs. I mean, there's a lot of consequence that can happen. So it seems like a device like this is very straightforward if you know somebody's choking. So interesting. Okay. I'd never heard of that before, but that's a fascinating. Anyone. Obviously, we've been having, you and I and the chief and the mayor, and we've been having, you know, sheriffs, have been having a lot of conversations about street safety, what's going to change as a result of New Orleans. We already have these devices that are available for sidewalk defense to stop cars. But any update at this point on other developments that will help people feel better about upcoming, for example, parades or events like at Seville Square or anywhere else?
Well, I had a meeting at the mayor's office yesterday with him and his staff, and they are 110% dedicated to making sure that the citizens of Pensacola or anybody that attends parades or events downtown are as safe as they can possibly be. And that may that they may be talking about different strategies or different routes or things like that. But the things that you're going to continue to see as far as trucks, barricades, bollards, and other devices out. Side, but there's also things that I can't discuss that we do that the public doesn't see. So, again, I want to say it one more time. In those events, while those events are going on, if you see an unattended bag, call 911, grab an officer. There's going to be officers all over the place down at those events, and let us know about that. Don't just say, I don't want to get involved, or maybe somebody laid it down and they'll be right back. We need to know about that bag as soon as possible.
Yeah, one of the weirder stories out of New Orleans is, remember the early reporting had been that they thought there were accomplices, three men and a woman, who they had on video interacting with one of the coolers that the murderer moved, that he had placed. And it turns out, I guess, they looked and moved it and then left it. I mean, like, I don't have any idea why, but I do know that when, you know, bags or unattended belongings are left in places, and I lived in London for a while, and, you know, if you went on the subway station, you know, and there was a backpack, you know, you yelled for a cop and ran. I mean, you know, and they closed it down for an hour. They investigated. And I hate to think that, you know, Pensacola is going to be like that, but I think the United States is starting to have to think like that, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, that's the world we live in. And, you know, I work at the airport quite a bit, and an unattended bag at the airport is jumped on quickly.
Yeah.
That's something that all employees are trained on. And we want to train the public the same way for these unattended bags at events. Just say something as quickly as you can so we can get that situation taken care of.
You know, speaking of that, the airport is building a cell phone lot so that people will no longer need to park right outside of the, you know, pickup area while they're waiting for their person. They can wait in the cell phone lot, which should clear up some of the congestion. But I would think also from PPD's point of view, that would help with security. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we can get vehicles to not park out front waiting on passengers or coming in there as soon as the passenger is ready to go instead of sitting there 15 to 20 minutes, that's going to help security and the flow of traffic in front of the terminal.
And then the last thing I wanted to talk with you about is you guys did make a very significant arrest the other day. It made the news. It was a high-profile thing. You all got out in force and took care of the pig on I-110, right?
Yes. And, you know, this is not the first time that we've chased pigs, and it always gets a lot of attention.
I know. It made national news. I saw a story about this on the USA Today Network, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what can I say? It's just, you know, we're laughing. The officers chasing the pig, we're laughing. And it's funny to everybody. Fortunately, there were no, you know, this was on an interstate. So fortunately, there were no crashes or injuries. And the pig was taken into protective custody without injury.
And did not get turned over to IA for intensive grilling or anything like that?
Yes, that's right. And there was, I could go on and on with that kind of stuff. But
nobody had to gradually turn up the heat on the pig or anything. There was none of that. The pig is okay. The pig has been appropriately rehomed.
Yes. We didn't smoke him. He didn't smoke us. Everything was good.
Nice. I knew you'd have more if I only prompted you enough times. I knew you'd have more. All right. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. You have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, this is something that if you're arrested, don't be offended if you're searched more than once. And we do this for a couple of reasons. Mainly, officers are trying to be safe. So if one officer searches you, and then you end up going from his car to another officer's car, and that can happen for various reasons, that second officer is probably going to search you again. Not that he doesn't trust the first officer, but he shouldn't trust the first officer. We've got to go and do that ourselves. And it's not that we're trying to harass anybody or anything like that, but it's just a matter of before you get into my car, I want to search you myself and make sure that you don't have any dangerous weapons or anything else on you. So it is common practice for you to be searched more than once if you're switching vehicles.
Look, it's an awful lot of times my wife tells me a news story and, you know, I already knew it, or somebody texts me a news story and I already knew it, and I would always rather hear it twice rather than zero, just like it's better to search a suspect twice or three times rather than zero, right, and have something slip through that can cause a problem.
Yeah, exactly. We certainly don't want anything left in our car. We don't want anything in there that could hurt anyone or be introduced into the county jail. So you might get searched more than once, and that's the standard procedure.
Very good. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, thank you so much for staying up this morning after your long overnight shift and talking with me and answering some of my questions. I always appreciate it, and I always appreciate the PPD, what you do to keep us safe, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. 5:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are looking for a vehicle or thinking about looking for a vehicle because, you know, it gets to be the end of the relationship, but, you know, the relationship hasn't quite ended with this car just yet. But I recommend don't wait till the relationship ends. Just when you know it's getting toward the end, you start looking, because the one thing you don't want to have to be is stressed out about both finding a car and deciding which one to get. You'd like to know which one you want to get, and then all you have to do is figure out which one, you know, what you want to pay and find the one that's available. So look ahead of time. Look when you're not under pressure, not under stress, you know, and go to Frontier Motors and look around and see what they've got. You know, they got a bunch of SUVs. Drive a few. They got a bunch of sedans. Drive a few. They've got a bunch of pickups. Drive a few. Drive a sports car. Whatever you want to do, just get a sample of what's out there, what you're comfortable with, because you may find that the thing you thought you wanted, you love. Or, I didn't know about that. You know, and you don't want to be discovering that again when you're already really, you know, pressed or trying to figure out the replacement. So do that early. Look at all the different, they got 300 cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs on the lot. You can drive as many as you like. But they have a lot of them. And, you know, they're all good quality cars, 2, 3, maybe 1 year young, 10 to 50,000 miles, that kind of thing, depending on the age. Good prices, and they stand by their products after they sell them to you. They're not like a lot of places, right? Okay, and just it's a great place, Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that.
We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest. They'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as they are now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress from the cost of healthcare. Tuesday at 10 with ProHealth on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
I know you can't hit that note, John.
Actually, yes.
Oh, man. I keep telling you. I'm sorry. I know I repeat myself on this one subject, but the Songs of Surrender and Songs of Innocence, but Songs of Surrender particularly, all the acoustic songs that U2 reworked and often rearranged of their own music. Like, who rearranges their own music? I think it's amazing. I feel like sometimes when I write, I have, like, the one I publish or, you know, and then there's the one that I wanted to publish, but I changed it substantially, and I think they're like, we kind of wanted to do it this way. You know, we can do our own stuff. We can cover us. I kind of like it. It's cool. I mean, I really like it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A group that includes billionaire entrepreneur and former Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt and Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary is now reportedly looking to buy TikTok. That group made a formal offer on Thursday to buy the social media platform from ByteDance. Of course, this comes as the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today over the looming TikTok ban. Crews now racing around the clock to bring the wildfires under control in Southern California. Last night it was confirmed the number of fire-related deaths is up to 10. Winds are expected to pick up there again this morning, so I guess it's potentially going to get worse before it gets better again. And the TSA has released its list of the top 10 items confiscated at airport security checkpoints last year. At the top of the list was a gun that was apparently hidden in a baby stroller at an airport in Houston. Other items that didn't make it through security included drugs hidden in toothpaste tubes, methamphetamine, somehow hidden in a pair of crutches, and snakes hidden inside of pants. I'm waiting to hear if you've got an audio clip for that one.
What? I don't. Maybe.
Not radio
enough
appropriate.
Is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in.
You had it. What? You had
it. I'm very fast.
Oh, my goodness.
I heard snakes and I started typing.
You see, this is my challenge every day. I'm trying to think, yeah, how so can now I find you're an audio to, now clip you're trying he doesn't
to,
have?
You're trying to get me the drop I can't find. Is that okay? All right, I see how this works.
Yeah,
all
right, it's a challenge. Apparently, I'm not doing very good at it.
Yeah, I just don't know why you'd challenge me on something like that.
Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
I didn't know there were so many snakes clips.
I can find anything. David, thanks so much for the update. It's 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you have a project you're working on around the home, you need supplies to build, fix, repair, improve, expand, beautify. What other synonyms can I use? Pensacola Hardware, they can help you with that. And not just the stuff. Like, they obviously have the stuff. Okay. They have the, you know, and they have it in stock. You're not going to have to wait a day for them to order something. But this is true whether you are building a home or whether you're just building a little, I don't know, a bookend or something like that, a table, you know, for your, I don't know who builds a table, but if you did. Anyway, they also have the advice. They can tell you how. Ask them how to do something. They're like YouTube in real life. They have been doing this for 174 years. They know. One of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire United States, the oldest in the state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 174 years.